So good to be here connected with each and every one of you. How are you feeling today? How are you feeling this morning? If you're good, why don't you give me a good sign? Great, I can just see that. You know, first, let me just say a very special thank you to Pastor Jeff and Pastor Claudia for the honor and the privilege to come and serve the Hope family this morning. And even more so at this very unique time and season. We are living in interesting times. You know, probably the most understatement of the year. I still remember receiving the invite from Hope Church to come and preach at your Sunday service after Easter. I readily agreed because we are going to talk about family. And then COVID came along, and then we found out that, you know, churches started going online, and I was told that we will probably have to preach to an empty auditorium, maybe with the worship team behind me, so that we can make it like a service. Well, last week, circuit breaker came in. So today, it's just the cameraman and me. But you know, maybe this is the real deal after all. You know, it's like me coming to visit with you in your family home or your living room. And I know for some of you, it might even be in your bedroom. I hope you are out of your pajamas. Or some of you may be sitting at your work from home desk with a headphone on your ears listening to this message. But you know, there's a very special group that I'm particularly excited about this morning. And that is those of you who are tuning in for the very first time to a Hope service. Your friends from Hope has told you about the service and you ask yourself and you told yourself, why not? Let's give it a try. Maybe I've never been to church before. I just want to find out a little bit more. You know, I want to say a very special thank you to you for coming on. You know, we're so happy, so happy and honored to have you join us in this time. And I pray that this service will be a special one for you. You know, in this season where there's so much uncertainty and anxiety, may you find the peace and the presence of God to comfort your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Why don't we pray right now? Lord, we give thanks to you. We give thanks to you that no matter how far and scattered we are in our individual homes and apartments, Lord, you are there. We know that your word can bring life. And so, Father, today I pray that as we fellowship over your word, you will meet each one of us at our unique point of need. I pray that you will guard us, guide us, and lead us. Holy Spirit, I ask that let the words from my mouth and the meditations of my heart, Lord, be acceptable before you. And we pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, it doesn't take a lot for us to figure out that we are living in a time where there is shaking around the world today. This is a global pandemic, the shaking of the nations, and we are not spared. Some people say that we are at war. In fact, we are at a world war. And as many have said that too, that this coronavirus is no respecter of status, power, wealth, geography, politics, wired or unwired, young or old, even royalty or commoner. Today is almost everywhere. We are literally seeing not just community transformation, we're seeing global transformation before our very eyes and in our very lifetime. I believe we are seeing what, and we are seeing and experiencing today what is prophetically spoken by Haggai chapter 2, in Haggai chapter 2, verse 20 to 23. Why don't we read this together? The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers, horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. And on that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. What is clear from the Word of God? God says, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. You know, the Lord says that as He shakes the heavens and the earth, I suspect many of us are going to ask, Lord, and cry out, why? Why, Lord? What's going on? What's this all about? Some of us say, I'm getting married. I was just about to start my new job. We just turned into a new decade. Things were just about to take off. We had everything in place. My family is still young. My education has just been about to be done. I was going to apply for that dream job. The world seemed so ready for so many good things. Why, Lord? Why? You know, with questions like that, I believe God will be most happy to take a Zoom call from us. And you will hear Him say this. Look at Haggai chapter 2, verse 22. This is what I'm doing. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. God is shaking the systems, the institutions, the cultures and the kingdoms of this world. The Bible says anything that can be shaken will be shaken. Basically, all our worldly and earthly dependencies will be shaken, and they'll be shaken to the very core. And then through the same prophet, Haggai, God states for us His intentions. Why is He doing it? Look at verse 23, and this is what it says. On that day, I will take my servant, make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you. Let me read that again. On that day, I will take you, my servant, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you. Wow. That's God's heart behind all this shaking. He's shaking, He's drawing men, He's drawing the church back to Himself. He wants to make us His signet ring. You know, a signet ring is that seal of authority. God is going to put on His people a unique mark during this time. His anointing and His call and His special mark of authority and His presence over His people. That's what it means. God is going to take this time and He will give us and make us His signet ring. And then over and above that, He is going to then call us His chosen people. In one sense, you and I are going to find clarity and conviction for the purposes and the callings that He has placed in each and every one of us. That's why similarly in Zechariah chapter 8 verse 23, it says this. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In those days when 10 people from all language and nations will take firm hold of one Jew and by their hem of his robe and say, let us go with you because we have heard that God is with you. I believe we are entering into a time such as this where people will come to us, people will come to the church and recognize God's signet ring upon God's people. And that chosenness in our heart and our spirit to know that God has chosen us. So what about us? As the earth shakes, will we be shaken? I say yes. Will the church be shaken? I say yes. So what is the bigger question then? I believe the bigger question is this. Will we be shaken and secured? Will we be shaken and secured? Will we be shaken so that the Lord can then take us as His servants to be that signet ring? Take us, His servants, to be that chosen one? This is what we call a God-defining moment. As someone has said, let us not waste this pandemic. You know, today as we are shaken and scattered in households all over Singapore, I believe the next question that we can ask ourselves will be, where do we then begin? Where do we then begin? I want to suggest to you that biblically and even situationally, it begins with the family. It begins with me and my family. It begins with you and your family. And I know that it is not by accident or by coincidence or by chance that we are literally set up today, this weekend, stream into households, into families. And that is where God wants us all to begin from. So can I invite you now to read Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 with me. The very key text that we're going to work this message through. Joshua 24, 15 says, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you would serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You know, I believe God wants us today, wherever we are, in our homes, in our neighborhood blocks, to make this declaration in the midst of the shaking as a prophetic declaration that will secure us, secure your home, secure your family. It will be like a mark we paint on the doorpost of our house. It will be like a stake that we drive into the ground to secure our tent. It will be like a banner that we raise over our homes and our families. At the close of our time together, this is what I'm going to encourage you and I to do. Wherever you are, right there in that living room or in that bedroom or in that work desk, we're going to declare together. And if you can, raise a shout and say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What is the context of this declaration? In Joshua 24, 15, this declaration was made in the context of which Joshua was about to pass on, in that sense. He was about to leave his people that he has led for all these years. In one sense, it was very uncertain times for them. There was much fear going into the land and into settling into a place where they've never been before. More seriously and urgently, their leader was passing on and going, and they are going to go into a place where they've never been before without their leader. In one sense, each one has to make their own decisions. They're now going to have to settle down in their own territories, in their own land that God has given to them. Each family on their own, and each one having to look after their own tribe. In fact, it is quite like where we are today. In fact, I believe God wants us to do this so that we can begin to love Singapore block by block, family by family. But you know, this is not a magic chant. I believe this prayer of declaration is a dedication that reaches the heart of God. I believe Joshua understood the spiritual significance and the implication of this declaration for both himself and his household and his tribe and the people of God. That's why I believe when he commits himself and his family to it, I know he is securing his family and his household for God. But you know, this is not just for the daddies and the mummies. I want you to be clear about this. When the Lord gave me this word, He told me that this is for each and every one of us to make this call. Because all of us are part of a family. Whether you're young, old, single or married, even if you are the only one in your household that knows Jesus, in fact, all the more, you can make this prophetic declaration as a call, as a dedication to God and say, "God, as for me and my household, we would serve the Lord." Remember, He wants to take you, His servant, and make you that signet ring. And you will be a mark of His presence and authority. And it will cover your home, your household, especially in this time of shaking. So today, let's quickly take a look at what is the essence of this declaration. How does this declaration secure us and our household? I want to share with you three important truths that I can see out of this declaration that will secure our hearts and our spirits in the Lord. So when we first declare, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The key word is we will serve the Lord. The first thing about this declaration is this. It is a declaration of faith and commitment. It is a declaration of faith and commitment. It is a clear statement of faith and trust in the Lord. It helps us to understand and to help us understand and feel this statement. This statement can be rewritten or paraphrased in this simple way. As for me and my family, we will worship Yahweh. As simple as that. Let's go back to the context of this declaration that was found in Joshua 24. There was a more sobering challenge and a bigger life-defining question that came before this declaration. And what was it? Joshua asked them, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve." Now, to me, this is like the mother of all questions. Who is your master? Who you serve? Whom you worship? Who do you fear? Who is the Lord of your life? And of course, this question is not just for yourself, but for every family. We must be able to answer that too. Why is this such a key question? Because you see, whom you fear is whom you worship. Whom you fear is whom you worship. I still remember the SARS days. Our then Prime Minister Goh Chok Tong said this: SARS is a crisis of fear. SARS is a crisis of fear. Well, I can say the same today of COVID-19 and more. I believe COVID-19 is not just a crisis of fear, but it is also a crisis of hopelessness. In one sense, there's a sense of helplessness and hopelessness that can come and creep over you. In fact, I personally experienced it myself over the last couple of days, where suddenly there comes upon you seeing all that is going on around and that seemingly helplessness and hopelessness in terms of wanting to be able to even do something about it. And that spirit can creep over us so easily. So, whom and where we place our hope becomes a crucial life-giving issue. That's why the psalmist in Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 says this: "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You see, it all begins with a choice. God has given us a will to decide. With every situation and challenge we face, whether it's big or small, mundane or strategic, crisis or non-crisis, pre or post-COVID, right from the very onset, you and I must answer this critical question: choose you this day whom you will serve. So even as we are confined to our homes, our rooms and apartments, you and I have a choice. Listen carefully to this. Why choices matter? You and I are who we are today because of the choices that we made yesterday. The choices that we make today will have impact on the decisions that we will be making tomorrow. You see, the choices that we make every day establishes a pattern, a habit, a foundation for our life. So every choice you make today impacts your life tomorrow, your finances, your eating, your health, your use of time, your relationships, your spirituality, and of course, your eternity too. It's not about just staying home or going out. You can therefore conclude this easily, that our choices will determine whether we remain shaken and whether we will remain secure. The Bible says that we can actually choose blessing or curse. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20, in the New Living Translation, it says this: "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live." Listen to that. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying Him, and committing yourself firmly to Him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will be live long and in the land the Lord swore to give you, your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Wow, what a very clear explanation about this. We can choose blessing or we can choose curse. You know, an interesting note to make is this. When Joshua challenged his people to choose whom this day they will serve, the people quite spontaneously and immediately replied and said, yeah, we will serve the Lord. Yes, we will serve the Lord. In fact, Joshua then replied them was not so encouraging in that sense. In fact, he cast doubt upon their answers and he asked them again, are you sure or not? You know, that was the way he basically said, okay? So this is where he said, and Joshua 24 verse 19 and 20, this is what it says. Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. And He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, He will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after He had been good to you. So he says, okay, if you want to be serious, you want to be serious about God, you want to be serious about your commitment, then in verse 23, 24, he goes on to say, now then, Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that you have among you. Yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey Him. You know, what was Joshua trying to get across? I think he was basically trying to get across the seriousness of this commitment. Because you see, when he was able to get them to that point where they understood the seriousness of this call to worship Yahweh only, he then led them onto this declaration. In one sense, Joshua was saying to his people, unless He is the Lord of all, He is not Lord at all. And that's why it is so important to understand that this declaration is really about a declaration of our faith, our trust, and our commitment. And we are saying to the Lord is Lord. And with that, what are we trying to do? What is then the bottom line? What then is the bottom line of this declaration of faith and commitment? I want to suggest to you is this. What finally secures us is our identity and relationship with our Maker. Who we are and who we belong to, that is our ultimate security. That's why this declaration is so key. Who we are and who we belong to, that is our ultimate security. That's why in Psalm 16 verse 8, it says this, I will keep my eyes always on the Lord, and with Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. And someone commenting on this verse says this, rehearsing who God is for us can transform everything. What we believe about God can be life and death for us today. It will make all the difference if we know God to be our reliable Savior, our sovereign Lord, and our greatest treasure. What beautiful words. God saves, God is in control, and He's the only real value for life. So remember again, what is God's intention? God's intention is to make us His chosen signet ring, shaken and secured. And that's why the call for us in this is that we must first make this declaration of faith and commitment that we will serve the Lord. Our relationship is secured. So that's number one. What then is the second? The second is this. As we make this declaration, as we declare, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, I believe this is not just a declaration of faith and commitment, it is also a declaration of mission and purpose. We need to again affirm the calling and the destiny of God has given to us as His chosen people. What is that? And that is to serve the Lord. To serve the Lord. You see, Joshua recalled and retold the stories of what God did with them in the wilderness. So in Joshua 23, verse 4 and 5, this is what we read. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribe all the lands of the nations that remain, the nations I conquered between the Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea in the west. The Lord your God Himself will push them out for your sake. He will drive them out before you, and you will take possession of their land, as the Lord your God promised you." And then he further related again this whole issue of how God kept his promises in Joshua 23, verse 14. "Now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and your soul that not one of all of God's good promises the Lord gave to you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. No one has failed." Awesome words. Awesome truth. He was reminding his people again, every promise God has fulfilled, no one of them have failed. You see, when Joshua led his people to make this declaration, I believe he was particularly concerned about the generation that is following him, the next generation. He was concerned whether they are ready to live out the blessing and the inheritance that God has given to them. He was concerned that they remember again that every promise God has given, he has not failed them. He was concerned about whether they understood that this was the mission and purpose that God has called them as his chosen people to serve him only. That's why he made it very clear and plain to them in Joshua 24, verse 13 and 14. He says this, "So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities that you did not build, and you live in them, and ate from the vineyards and the olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors, worship that your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." You know, even for ourselves in Singapore, as we look at the generations today, some call them the millennials, Gen X, Gen Y, and even Gen Z. Do they even grasp and appreciate the provisions and the blessings of God has given to us, even in our nation? Or has all these things become just entitlements to them? I've often said this to many people, that with all the wonderful blessings that we have in Singapore, we may have just raised an overblessed and under-tested generation. You know, but I believe that's what this COVID crisis is all about. I believe a generation is being shaped and tested even right now. I see the shakings bringing out the character or the true character in people and in the community. From the hoarding to the grumbling and the complaining and to the blatant disregard of even some of the distancing measures. But you know, the common denominator behind all this irresponsible behavior is this. It's I, me, and myself. I don't care what happens to the rest of the community as long as I can satisfy my wants and my needs. And this, to me, is what this shaking is all about. A shaking to understand who we really are deep inside of us. Do we have that sense of purpose and mission even where God has placed us? That's why it's an important thing to note, and an important point to note, is that when Joshua reminded the tribes again of their mission and purpose, he brought them back to first the promised land. He reminded them that God brought them into the promised land, a land that was provided for them, a land that was given to them. You see, the promises of God and the promised land that God gives to us is deeply entwined with our destiny, mission, and purpose. That's why this is something often missed. We often miss that God's mission is indeed anchored and entwined in the destiny of the land that he has given to us. The truth is this, God not only has a wonderful plan for your life, God has a wonderful place for your life. And that is a very common, and that's an important truth that many of us need to remember again, especially in this time of crisis when God is shaking the land. We must remember again what he says in Acts 17, 26 to 27. From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. You know, therefore, as this pandemic starts to play out, even at a very global level, one of my greatest concerns right now, in Singapore even, is that, and with all the wonderful support and the benefits and the blessings that God has blessed us with through our government and all the other agencies, I pray that we will come out of this crisis having learned and grown. Will each one of us find new strength for purpose in fulfilling our life's mission and call? We must not lose that. That's why, together with my family and my team, I've been reminding myself each day that I do not want to miss what God wants to show us and teach us during this time. Let us not miss what God wants to reset in us. Let us not miss what God wants to refine in us or even clean out from us. We should not just stay at home, hide, take cover, and wait for the crisis to be over. Because I believe that's totally the wrong thing to do. I remind myself that we must grow from here. Yes, things might look restrictive. Things might look locked in. But we must not be hemmed in. We must be able to find and explore new ways of building and fulfilling the mission and the vision God has given to us. You see, I believe God's vision, mission, and purpose has not changed. God has called us to make disciples of all nations. I believe, yes, the methods, the programs, and even the structures may have to be modified and changed. Not just for today, but I believe even after the crisis is over. So to put it simply, what it means is this: we must press on and continue to serve the Lord. We must press on and continue to serve the Lord. Even when you cannot get out of your house, even when in one sense you cannot move out of the very four walls that you are in this circuit-breaking period, we must continue to serve the Lord. That's why, regardless of whether we are in a lockdown, circuit breaker, quarantine, stay-home notice, we should not prevent us from declaring we will serve the Lord. I know there's a whole lot of serving, but not surfing, okay, that can be done during this time. Actually, with the connectedness that we have, we can actually do quite a lot more. So, what does it mean to us now? What does it mean again when we make this declaration? What does it mean to help us to remain not just shaken, but secured? I believe this declaration is a declaration of God's mission and purpose in our lives, so that His agenda over our land, over our block, over our neighborhood, over our precinct can be fulfilled. That's why I believe that you and I need to continue to declare, as for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. My calling will be settled. So, friends, what does this declaration mean? What does this declaration? Why does this declaration give us hope that we can be secured in? Why does this declaration can settle our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus? Number one, this declaration is a declaration of faith and commitment. The Lord is Lord. Secondly, this declaration is a declaration of purpose and mission. The promises of His destiny is sure. But finally, thirdly, and finally, this declaration is a declaration over me and my household. This is the blessing of family. My family is safe. You see, God's original design and plan has always been about families. Genesis 1, 27 to 28 says, "For God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.'" Many of you are familiar with this scripture. You are familiar with this mandate that God has given to us as He created us. He created families. Now, this is more than just the purpose of families. I believe it is also the purpose of life, to raise a godly generation for God. This is what the blessing of family is all about. Family is a blessing. So therefore, when Joshua made this declaration, as for me and my household, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. He took personal responsibility for the blessing of his family. He was really aware that this is the best legacy and the best protection that he can give to his family. Why family? You know, I like this Zondervan Bible Encyclopedia's definition or tagline that says this: the family is the center of the covenant activity of God. The family is the center of the covenant activity of God. That's why family is so key, because in the family, we live out God's unconditional love, the covenant of keeping God in the marriage. In the family, we experience God's undeserving grace, the compassion of God in parenting. Our children will always be our children, and nothing can change that. Grace is a blessing we receive, even though we do not deserve it. Families is where we will find available the unlimited power of God, the United Church, the body of Christ, the example of it, each one doing our own part. That's why this declaration is not just about making choice or taking responsibility. This declaration is just about, is all about making a choice and taking responsibility for your family, especially for a time such as this. Each in his own home, each in their own family. This is what it will take to nurture and raise a next generation for God. You see, I see in this declaration, Joshua was articulating a very powerful prophetic principle that will help us safeguard our families. Let me tell you what it is. The key to safeguarding our families is this, is that as a family, we would serve the Lord. Serving the Lord has always been for me a key that will continue to keep us growing in Him. If you come to me and ask, Pastor Eugene, you know, what should I do to grow in my spiritual walk and life? You will find one of my very first answers will be simply this: go and serve the Lord. And so similarly, if you ask me, how do we grow our families? How do we grow our next generation in the Lord? Families should serve the Lord. For my wife and myself, this has always been the case. When our kids were younger, we would have brought them along in most of our ministry situations, wherever we went. They were exposed to the ministry and the things that we were doing, whether at home or outside or in the community. And when they grew up themselves, they themselves began to take leadership. They themselves began to serve. They serve in children's clubs. They serve in youth groups. They serve in ministries outside even of their school. And what a joy it was for us as parents to watch how the Lord grew them in their walk, in their faith, even as they serve. That to me is the key. And that's why when Joshua made this declaration, I believe he was declaring with all his heart, dedicating not just himself, but his family. And when he said that, he was, I believe, safeguarding and protecting his family. That to me is the key. But you know, the Bible says this to us: unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. That's found in Psalm 127. And so it is today even, as I come to the final declaration, the final portion of this truth. I want to reach out again to those of you who have never had the experience of calling Jesus your Lord and your Savior. You have never had an opportunity where someone would have come to you and say, this is where you want to commit your life to God. In fact, as I was preparing this message, I had this deep sense that many of you who are logging in even for the very first time are brothers and sisters in the Lord, because you know why? There was once where you were on fire for God, and today you have decided that you want to come back to Him again. So in a few moments, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I'm going to lead you in a short prayer that will again open up your heart and open up your spirit and invite Jesus to come into your life again. And if you've never done that before, this is an excellent time, because the Bible says this, you know, in Acts 16:31, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Now that to me is what this is all about. That's why this declaration is so critical to make. That when we declare, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, we will, in one sense, secure and bring safety even to our families. So if you are in that position right now, I'm going to just take this moment in this service and this point to just pause and pray. And I want you to pray with me. You can either pray aloud wherever you are, in the quietness of your own room, or in the living room, or with those headsets on, or you can pray quietly in your heart. And let's invite Jesus again to be the Lord of your life. Commit yourself to Him, because as you do that, you would also begin to allow God to take control of your household. So would you just follow after me and say this, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Today, I open up my heart to you. I invite you to come in and be my Lord and Savior. Today, Lord, I want to declare that as for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I want to congratulate you. If this was the first time you made that simple prayer like that, I believe God hears. And I believe today He has come into your life and you are a unique child of God. You have all the rights. You have all the relationship now to make this declaration. As for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. So in closing, this is what we're going to do. I remind you again that God is indeed shaking. God is indeed shaking the world and shaking our nation. And as He shakes, He wants to make us His signet ring and His chosen one. But for us to be secured in the Lord, I believe we need to take the first step. And the first step today is that in every one of our households, in every one of our families, in every one of our apartments, wherever God places you this morning, we're going to make this declaration together. We're going to declare this declaration three times. And if you can, like I said, shout it out. But if not, then just pray it out loud as we declare and say that as for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. Because as we declare that, remember, it is a declaration of faith and commitment. Our relationship is secured. It is a declaration of purpose and mission. Our calling is settled. But finally, it is a declaration over me and my household. My family is safe. Are you ready? Would you join me? If you can, stand where you are. And let's declare this together three times. And after that, I will pray for you. Are we ready? One, two, three. As for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this awesome time together. We know, Holy Spirit, that you have spoken and taught and convicted and drew us to yourself. But Father, most of all, I thank you that you have heard our cry to you. You have heard our declaration of commitment of our family and our household before you. And that, Lord, today we can stand secured. We can stand secured in our relationship. We can stand settled in our calling. We can stand safe with our families. Because, Lord, you have called us to be your signet ring and your chosen people. So, Father, bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters in their own household right now. I pray a special blessing for families. I ask that we will be secured in you even in this time of crisis. And I pray, Lord, that you will use and you will allow the anointing and the authority of your presence to not just fill our homes, but our neighbors, our blocks, and our neighborhood. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, it is so good to have joined you this morning in your service. I just want to leave you with this interesting quote that I found for this season. Make sure you test positive for faith. Keep a safe distance from doubt and isolate unbelief. Friends, if you have made that decision during this service to pray that prayer to receive Jesus into your life for the very first time, the friends and the pastors from Hope would really like to reach out to you. So please follow through. There will be links that will follow this service that you can connect with, and they would love to stay in touch with you. So have a good day, and God bless you.